we're learning a lot these days about people who have ADHD and what that means. I mean, that's a condition where people can act impulsively. Maybe they're really disorganized. They definitely have trouble focusing. And now most of the time when it's talked about, it's usually how to, you know, improve the situation or help that person. But what about maybe looking at it differently? In what scenarios might it be helpful to have ADHD? Well, Dr. David Barak is a neuroscientist and philosopher at the University of Pennsylvania and lead author of a study that looked into this and joins us now. Thank you for being here this morning.
Hi, Simi. Thank you so much for having me on.
Dr. Barak, how do you define ADHD? What is it?
Well, there is a clinical definition. So in order for someone to be diagnosed with ADHD, they have to meet several clinical criteria. You see a doctor and the doctor assesses your behavior.
Okay. And how common do we think this is?
Well, in children, it's about 8%. And in adults, it's about 5%. And what's notable about those percentages is that they're greater than you would anticipate from sort of genetic changes as a result of random mutations. So there's something going on here, which means that there's a prevalence in the population, which needs explanation.
Okay. And so why do you think it has developed this way? I mean, at some point, was this useful to us?
So that's a really great question and sort of gets at the heart of what our study found. So in short, we do think there may be in certain environments some adaptive significance of this kind of set of personality traits.
Okay. Like what? When would it be useful?
So what we hypothesized was that the kinds of distractibility or impulsivity that characterizes individuals who have this syndrome might be adaptive in environments that more closely align with or look like the kinds of environments that our ancestors faced when they were foraging, when they were searching for food in the wild. And to test that hypothesis, we ran an online study. This is one of those studies that came out of the pandemic when we were all locked down and we sort of said to ourselves, well, how can we carry on our science and ask some interesting questions? And this was the study we landed on to look at these kinds of individuals who have these distractible or impulsive traits.
So when we were, hunting and gathering, this would have been useful?
Yes, that's right. And in particular, if you look at the kinds of environments that our ancestors faced, they're characterized by a somewhat of an unusual feature, which is not so far off from some of the environments in our modern world. And that feature is the following. Resources that we might look for, like fruits and vegetables and things of that nature, tended to be in clumps in the environment. And so you might come across a berry patch, let's say, and you might start collecting those berries. But as you continue to collect those berries, the ones that are left in the patch are fewer, they're farther between, they're maybe of lower quality, they're mushy. And at some point, you need to decide to move on from that berry patch and go search for a new one. And it's that decision, the decision to move on from a resource that's getting worse and worse the longer you're there, that we think, and our data seem to suggest, individuals with ADHD-like symptoms may excel at leaving.
Okay, that makes sense when you think back in history, right? That if you're more nomadic, you're always looking for the best place to settle down, which would mean that you would be finding new places.
That's exactly right. And in particular, what we found, and I want to stress that our findings are not just about individuals who have ADHD-like traits, but even more generally, they're about individuals who are distractible or impulsive. And just as much as ADHD unfairly receives this negative stigma and the kind of coverage it receives in the media, so too does being distractible or impulsive oftentimes get characterized in this negative light. And what we found is that, in fact, individuals who report being easily distracted or impulsive, they are individuals who actually did better in our sort of virtual foraging game that we had them complete. Specifically, they actually earned more points than individuals who reported that they were less distractible or less impulsive.
Okay, and why do we think that is?
That's a great question. So we hypothesize that what's going on here is that this fraction of people in the population, they move on sooner. And the reason they move on sooner is just as you sort of alluded to, they're able to strike out in search of new ground before things get so bad that most people would leave. And by leaving sooner, they're able to take advantage of a fresh resource earlier than other individuals.
Okay, this tells us quite a bit about human evolution, doesn't it?
It tells us quite a bit about human evolution. It tells us, in particular, why traits like being distractible or impulsive, which we have, you know, oftentimes view as these universally negative traits, maybe aren't so bad. Maybe in certain environments or for certain choices, they're actually quite advantageous. And not only does it give us some insight into that, but it gives us some insight into the characteristics of our ancestral or historic environments and the kinds of strategies that we used back then, and that might even be helpful now. For example, if you're searching for information on the internet, which is also a kind of foraging problem, or when you're shopping in the grocery store itself, another kind of foraging problem, maybe we linger too long often at a certain kind of resource, and we should move on earlier to find that best opportunity, that best airplane fare, for example, if you're searching for one on the internet.
That's so interesting because it kind of turns everything on its head about how we do think about ADHD versus how maybe we should think about it.
That's right. And again, I want to stress, it's not just ADHD symptoms. It's more generally the conclusions hold quite widely about being distractible or impulsive.
Right. So we can, and this means something to kids though too, doesn't it? Does it change, Dr. Barak, how we perhaps treat kids who have this?
Yeah. So our conclusions, we found these conclusions, as I mentioned, it was sort of one of these pandemic studies that was conducted online. So we'll have to follow up these findings and test patients in clinical settings and test kids in clinical settings. So that's important to note. And I will add that is a behavioral finding. So it would be interesting, and we plan on running follow-up experiments looking at the effects of medication, for example. But I think one of the most important insights to keep in mind here has to do with how our environments are shaped. So what we found is that in these kinds of foraging environments, people are able to excel. But our modern environments often don't look like foraging environments, where we're bombarded with lots of options simultaneously. In comparison, in a foraging environment, oftentimes we would have one option presented to us, and we would have to make a decision about whether or not to accept that option, say that particular piece of fruit or berry, and consume it, or to move on in search of another one. So if we can engineer our decision environments in certain ways, we might be able to improve these participants' behavior. And for kids as well, for example, in learning environments, having individual options presented to individuals in learning environments, let's say, might allow them to excel, and in contrast to environments where they're constantly bombarded with information.
All right. So interesting. Thank you for your time on that.
Thank you so much for having me on. Have a good morning.
You too. That's Dr. David Barak, neuroscientist and philosopher at the University of Pennsylvania and lead author of the study that looked into ADHD, essentially, and whether or not it could ever be beneficial. And it turns out that, yes, in history, there are times when it was beneficial to have this. Makes sense the way they describe it, too. Found a way in, Simi at cknw.com.